Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello there, dear listeners. I'm Wincy.
I'm CJ.
And you're listening to
The Telebaba Tapes.
Episode 108.
Yes.
If I win the lottery.
What made you think of this topic?
Ang random masyado, no? Hindi, wala lang. Medyo intense yung last episode natin about Filipinos versus Philam.
So, deep.
On deep. So, medyo ano naman, another thought experiment episode. Na fun, breezy, wala lang.
Malay mo, ma-intense mamaya. We cannot.
O, pwede rin. Pero ito more like, ano, getting to know you, getting to know me, how we think.
Okay.
Tapos, ito, gusto ko itong thought experiment na ito na if I win the lottery. Kasi,
okay.
Aminin natin, we're not common folks.
Do you want to say that?
You know what I mean.
Parang ano, sobrang ano, not like other persons.
Medyo totoo naman. Well, lahat, halos lahat, everywhere I go, palaging sinasabi sa akin yun.
I think you've just been hanging out with lots of...
Say it, the N-word. Don't say the N-word.
Normies.
Oh, no.
Hindi kasi, okay, I refuse to say na parang kakaiba tayo or like one of a kind or like we're not like most people. As in, nag-gross out ako. Because.
Virtue signaling.
Yeah, and like...
Oo, oh, kayo na yung iba.
Oo na, sige na.
Artists.
Cool na kayo.
Oh.
Ayoko na nun, parang...
Hindi, pero ganito na lang. In feeling ko, kakaiba siya. Yun na lang, kakaiba siya. Kasi people would wonder kung mapunta yung pera sa atin. Saan siya madedevote?
Or parang mas mysterious. Mas
ano, mysterious, oo. Versus,
or,
let's say...
Or hindi ma-predict.
Oo, versus, okay, let's say, to someone who's into, ano, di ba? Common things, di ba? Like, mahilig ng kotse. Mahilig
grabe
mag-shopping.
Be careful with your words. Siguro, like, expected.
Expected, yeah. Oh.
Or like, popular.
Hindi, kasi di ba the usual, kung manalo ko ng lot, ayan, bibili ka agad yan ng kotse, di ba? Or ganito.
Okay.
Pero tayo, parang na, sa ano, creative field, or, medyo eccentrics nga. Di ba?
Isipin niya lang Podpal, parang, ano lang.
More Adam's family than the Kardashians. Diba?
But it doesn't make us any better.
Of course. Yun, it makes us less even, less human.
No,
diba?
It's not like a comparison. More like, ne, hindi siya parang contest. Comparison in terms of like, equal?
Basically, what would weird people do? Weird people like Wincy.
Are we weird?
Or ikaw, hindi na weird. A weird person and a normal person like CJ buy or use.
Like, ano na lang gagawin natin kapag marami tayong pera?
Yan. Sige, okay. Uh-huh. So next, ginawa ko nga hindi masyadong maraming pera.
Okay, magkano lang
kung
yung budget?
If it's too big,
okay,
masyadong malaki yung amount, billionaire, okay, level na tayo. Let's say, Manny Pangilinan or Mark Zuckerberg or sino ba?
Elon Musk.
Elon Musk. Ibang episode na yon.
Okay.
Because meron na palang moral dilemma na maging billionaire nowadays. Yes. Diba? And
so, ano to?
So, ito. This is not too small.
Like, how much?
Not too big.
O, magkano
ito,
yung
you
lottery?
Won a secret lottery,
okay,
and you take home 100 million pesos.
Oh, okay.
Not, and ito, Podpals, hindi naman sa nagyayabang kami or anything. Realistically speaking, in this economic landscape, 100 million does not make you a super rich person.
I mean, I guess, kasi we work in marketing and yeah, we see sales.
And we're exposed to marketing budgets.
Mass sales. And uh-oh, like, I mean, if i-compute mo yung, kunwari 100 million sales, mababa yun for like a mass market product. Pero for an individual person,
yes,
it's probably big.
Uh-uh. So, I think 100 million is peanuts for someone like Manny Villar or Cynthia Villar.
Yeah.
And the Marcoses, di ba? Wala yun, 100 million, wala yun. Pero if you give
it to... I mean, di ba, tingnan mo lang yung mga election budgets.
Wala yun, 100 million. Wala. Yung 100 million, ubos yun in... Kayang maubos yung 100 million in a year?
Hmm? For campaign? Oh. Parang dalawang region lang.
Ah, talaga?
Ooh.
Okay. Oo, anyway. Mas alam mo. So anyway, again, focus on secret. Meaning, kahit mag-asawa tayo, yung 100 million na punta sa bank account mo, walang may alam except ikaw.
Okay.
That's day zero.
Okay.
Okay? So, okay. Let's start.
Oh, go.
So yung format nito, hindi siya salitan.
Q&A
siya.
Yes, Tita okay. Boy. Oh.
So ikaw muna. Now, may magic mirror, CJ. And you won?
Wait.
Before or Ogie Diaz ba gusto mo?
Before we start. When you shared the topic with me, meron akong naalala na Star Cinema movie na favorite ko nung bata. And for some reason, I haven't heard anyone else talk about this. I don't know. Cinema One ko lang siya napanood eh. Are you familiar with the movie Hiling?
Yes.
Hindi ba parang for me?
Selena Dalrymple.
And Camille Prats. I think Baron Geisler ba?
Baron Geisler, I think.
Basta si Cherry Pie.
Basta
din
the whole, basta yung The Mokong Doming Stars.
Yes. Pero parang hindi mo siya ganun ka, ano no, ka meme or like, thin throwback. But when you told me about this.
Metro Manila Film Festival yata yan.
At saka thoughtful movie. Hindi siya parang, ano ba, hindi siya escapist kind of movie, di ba? Parang, yun yung na-relate ko dito agad eh, na parang, I wonder if there's someone, like our listeners, na familiar din or nagustuhan din yung Hiling. Kasi for me, malaki yung significance ng movie na yun in teaching me about desires and wants.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi, di ba, basically, ano yun din, parang may pagka-Midas touch, di ba? Nagkaroon ng power si Camille Prats, na yung character ni Camille Prats, na kung ano yung verbally hilingin mo sa kanya, pag winil niya na, okay, sige, matutupad yung wish mo. And yun, naging chaotic. And parang basically, it's a study on human nature na you don't know the gravity or the impact of the things that you desire. Ayan, anyway.
Pero ito, finite yung resource nga. It's 100 million pesos.
Oo nga.
And it's not that big nga.
Oo nga. Eh, pero kasi dun, di ba may maganda din si Baron Geisler or si Christopher Peralta. One of those dudes. Yung winish niya parang, sana lahat ng babaeng makakita sa akin, magkagusto sa akin. Akala niya masaya, di ba? Tapos parang eventually, hinahabol na siya ng buong barangay. Tapos parang ayaw na niya. Anyway, I'll go.
Okay, 100 million pesos in your bank account.
Okay.
Walang may alam.
Okay.
Not me, not your folks.
Okay.
Will you even tell a person that you have it? Or who will be the first person you tell the news to?
None. Nobody.
Pareho tayo. Actually, pareho tayong sagot.
Nobody.
Even me. Hindi mo sasabihin husband.
Hindi. Ako parang rin. Ano yan eh. Parang superhero power yan eh.
Agree.
The moment malaman mo yan, mag-exponentially grow yung risk and security concerns.
Yes, exactly. Ako rin.
I guess siguro nga ang first kong sasabihan, ano eh.
Investor. Hindi
lawyer.
Lawyer, tama.
Like,
kung investor kasi parang, wala ako alam si CJ sa pera na nakaawin.
Probably lawyer.
Ako rin, kasi...
Knowing you.
No, hindi.
Really?
I will discipline myself.
Ay, nako.
I would crack eventually, I know.
Pag nabibigyan ka ng performance bonus, parang hindi pa tayo nakaka-uwi from bahay. I-text mo na ako may bonus ako.
Like, grabe, ano naman yung performance bonus versus sa 100 million?
100 million. Pero still, it's additional money.
I would admit, when I was younger, excitable ako sa that kind of amount of money na mapunta sa akin. Kasi wala naman akong pera talaga dati, di ba? Ang baba ng sweldo ko dati.
Although.
Lahat naman tayo, mababa sweldo
can
dati.
Can I just share like one of your quirks? When you get like a sizable amount of money or sige, shareable amount of money, may habit ka na isi-share mo rin talaga sa akin agad yung info. And for some reason, isi-share mo din yung money without me asking. Especially if it's money na parang hindi siya bayad or kapalit sa, hindi siya compensation, but like an additional money. Meron kang instant na, I will split it, ganun. I don't know, maybe you just love me that much, but...
Yes, totoo yun. Hindi ako comfortable with...
Why?
With that much amount of money.
Na additional, na hindi mo pinaghirapan. Bakit?
Hindi, kahit pinaghirapan.
Hindi, technically pinaghirapan mo, pero parang kumbaga bonus siya.
Oo. Kumbaga hindi sa salary, outside of my regular salary.
Bakit?
Parang radioactive waste siya for me. Nako, di ako yung una na nakawan kung may 100 million pesos.
Hey, why?
Good idea.
Because may...
Good idea pala, sorry. Good insight. Kasi, nga, ba't may ganun akong ano? Kasi parang, yun na nga, parang radioactive material.
Why do you wanna distance yourself from it?
Because of the pressure siguro. Na may anxiety na kasama. Na parang, oh my God, what will I do with this? Ganun.
Ano yung trigger nun? Bakit?
Hindi ko rin nga alam eh. I have to examine that. Siguro masasagot ng episode na to.
Anyway, okay.
Pero yun, aside from this, sige, so pareho tayo. You will not even tell me. Not even
hindi,
your mother or your father.
Ang sagot ko nga, maybe a lawyer.
A lawyer. Or an investor.
A lawyer.
Oh, yung mga investor na yan, medyo ano. Huy, bigyan mo ako ng ano, cut. Tapos tatakbo na. Ano.
Okay, lawyer.
Yung lawyer na kakausapin mo, family member, hindi. Oh, tama. Galing. Nagbasa ka, ha? Nagbasa ka before this episode,
ha? Tama. No, if this is just, you know.
Hindi, anecdote.
This is instinct.
If you read, I read up on lottery winners on the internet. Ang dami sa kanila na bigla naging mahirap ulit.
Eh kasi nga, biglaan siya. I think yun yung study na parang, if the money is slowly accumulated through probably
years.
Compensation or hard work. Hindi, sige, wag hard work. Through compensation, work. Yung as in, ano siya talaga, generate mo siya. Hindi siya fate or hindi siya luck. Or, basta gets. Like, hindi siya nilaglag lang ng universe sa'yo. Kapag yung money ay may pinaghihirapan mo ng konti, mas magiging thoughtful ka spending it and saving it. But yung isang biglaan, tapos binigay lang sa'yo, iba yung money habits mo eh. Tapos biglang iba yung amount ng money that you have. So talagang mabibigla yung system mo. Imagine mo yung skills mo in managing money ay pang 100,000 pesos lang. Tapos bigla kang nagkaroon nga ng 100 million. So, medyo ano yun?
Ito, isa pang, ito pang question ko, before follow-up question lang dun sa una. Kung makuha mo na yung 100 million pesos sa banko mo, would you have a panic attack or an anxiety attack?
Not
ako,
thinking.
I think I would. Kasi parang, what's this? What's that? Ganon.
Hindi, siguro kung kanina man gagaling yun,
kung sabihin na natin, loto nga. It's perfectly legal. Walang hindi ninakaw.
Well, first,
hindi.
I'll set up several bank accounts.
That's another follow-up question na yun. Ano yung reaction mo psychologically?
Sinisisim.
Shock or adrenaline ba? Ganun.
Sinisisim.
So, like, so, kalma ka lang?
Hindi. Like, bakit ako? Parang with this much amount of additional money, meaning hindi ko siya pinaghirapan, ano yung kapalit nito?
Daling, so relax ka nga. And,
hindi
nga
relaxed. Ano, genotic? Like,
yun na nga, wala. You got it legally. Legally kinakuha mo siya, walang namatay. Hindi to from a corrupt individual. It's not taken from the taxes of anyone. Hindi ninakaw. Clean, 100 million.
Kaya nga,
Tapos hindi pa in-announce. So, walang mong...
Ayun.
So, cool and collected.
Hindi. Hindi nga cool and collected eh. Like, I guess, the number one concern for me is my safety and the safety of people around me. Because
kaya hindi mo sasabihin kahit.
Kasi ganun kalaking pera. With that much money,
hold a pin ka.
I mean, madaming pwedeng mangyari, diba? Yun.
Ako kasi magkakaroon ako ng konti. May existential dread pa ako niyan. binigyan ako ng 100 million, baka bukas, ma-aksidente naman. O yung mga ganong Twilight Zone shit.
Or I'll probably look for someone, like a relative or a boss or, I don't know, someone I trust na for them, 100 million is nothing.
Ay, bibigay mo na lahat?
Hindi. Magkoconsult ako.
Ah,
yung kumbaga
tama,
para
tama,
sa kanila,
tama,
eh, wala lang yung 100 million. I will ask for their guidance. Alam mo yung parang, okay.
Yung tipong yun? Relative na hindi ka papatayin for it kasi
maliit wala, lang sa kanya yun. Sa, punta ka doon, tapos tanongin mo, anong gagawin ko?
Eh, may, ang tanong, may relative ko tayong ganun. Wala rin.
Mag-Facebook, sira dito yung may 100 million. Enge tip, sinejoke lang.
Or pwede naman friends, mayaman na friends. Yeah. Mga artista
or
friends
mo. Or clients.
Oo, tama.
Diba?
Yung mga in the industry, no? Ooh. In the larger industries, no?
Na kumbaga, hindi sila ma-excite sa 100 tama. Million. Yun.
At hindi kanila nanakawan.
Oo nga.
Baka sabihin pa nila, okay, give me this X amount, invest na natin sa company, mag-shareholder ka na. O yung ganon, di ba? Iffy. Anyway. Iffy.
I'll consider it, but...
You would know. You give it to a startup bro?
No. Ha? Huh? Let's...
Loko lang. You know, startup bro send money, di ba? Ubus yan. Bumili sila ng...
Burn rate yan.
Oh. Next question. What will be the first thing you do? Will you put it in a bank, in a Philippine bank, or a foreign bank? Or... Gangster to. This is such a gangster move. Will you keep it as cash?
Well, sino yung ano, yung role ni Leonardo DiCaprio sa ano, Wolf of Wall Street?
Jordan Belfort.
Yan. I have a very alpha male secret hobby. Like, nanonood ako ng mga alpha bro financial tips.
Mm.
Just so I know how alpha bros think. And mm-hmm. I interact with most, like, bros. In a room of 10, may dalawang alpha bro dyan.
Startup bros?
Yung
finance
parang
bros?
Ano, as in, hinahaligan yung paano ng mga startup bro. Yung mga wannabe, or like, you know, yung mga tito sa TikTok na parang, ano, you should invest at 20, yung mga ganun. Anyway, so nanonood ako ng mga financial tips na ganyan. And of course, I'll take what makes sense. Diba?
And discard what doesn't.
Yes. So, sino ulit yun? Si Wolf of Wall Street.
Jordan.
Dude. Jordan.
Belfort.
Belfort. May siya sinasabi about credit card na parang, when you're gonna pay things, use your credit card. Because by then, you are using someone else's money. So, kumbaga, para siya money laundering, di ba? Kung bumili ako ng, kunwari, kotse, at ginamit ko yung, kunwari, China Bank or Citibank credit card ko. Citibank owes them na. Not me. I owe Citibank. Parang ganun. So, with that logic, am I going to split the money and deposit it in banks? Probably. Ida-diversify ko, di ba? So, ano yung best lalagyan
stocks,
ng mga money?
Time deposits.
Na hindi ako yung mag-endanger na. Kumbaga, if kidnapin ako, wala, meron lang akong 500 sa wallet. Sorry.
So in other words, also, hindi lang sa isang banko?
Yes.
Tama.
Kasi 500,000 lang yung
ilang
insurance.
Banks?
E di yung 100
divided
million, divide mo by...
100. 1 million each bank.
Oh, ganun.
Tapos, local.
Not really. Actually, first siguro, tignan mo muna kung ano yung mga currencies na mataas, di ba?
Ayun.
Tapos,
Scandinavian countries.
I-deposit mo doon.
Tapos, i-diversify mo pa further.
Yes.
Bonds ba to? Or stocks? Or ano, time deposit?
Well, kung if I can afford a real estate, why not? Real estate?
100 million?
I mean, diba?
Ano yung manabili
like
doon?
Anyway, the point is diversify.
Diversify. Ako rin actually, pareho tayo.
Hmm? Gaya-gaya ka naman lahat naman. Sagot ko, puro ito.
Eh, mas magaling ka sa pera kaysa sa akin.
Hindi ah. Mas mayaman ka sa akin.
So, yun. I would diversify it. Tama. Ikakalat ko. Ako, wala kang, ito, wala kang cash na maho-hold up from me. Gets mo ba?
Oh, wait. Paano?
Wala kang makukuhang cash.
Yeah.
Lahat ano yan? Frozen.
Hindi yung frozen, pero like may layers of security.
Hindi ako liquid. Yun na lang. Ako mong be liquid.
Ha? Huh?
Liquid meaning cash. Wala akong cash on my person.
Aren't you liquid when you have cash in the bank? Or money in the bank? Anyway.
Yeah, pero hindi ka ano, meaning talagang cold hard cash, wala ako.
Yeah, that's scary.
Siguro top 10,000 pesos in cash.
Yeah,
di pa. 2,000 pesos in cash.
Oh, ganyan lang, 2,000 a week.
Pang Grab tsaka mini stop, yun lang.
Emergency. At siguro max 5,000 in case ma-ER ka or
tama.
What. Anyway.
Or in case na wala kang ano, walang credit card na gumagana,
yes,
di ba?
Yes.
Tapos
at least kumbaga parang 1k a day. Uh-oh. In your head ganon. Anyway,
definitely on the first week, uh-huh, na meron akong 100 million. Wala akong major investment.
Ang bilis mo lang kasi mag-decision.
Exactly, hindi kasi adrenaline ka nun eh. One first week, parang... parang may lagnat ka nun eh. Hindi ka makaisip straight eh.
Ha? Huh?
Hindi ito. Hindi ito on the first day bibili ako ng house and lot. Gets
gago,
ba?
Mali yun.
In a year pa ako bibili ng house and lot. Or 2 years.
Hindi. Una-una, kwentayin mo muna. Ipapie chart mo muna what you have. Mm-hmm. Like, how much will you spend? How much will you... multiply or like
I'll
grow.
Probably spend the first 2 months. 2 months of being a 100 million peso guy.
Na
parang nag-accounting ako.
Oh,
wala akong,
oh.
Well, I won't be in the mall.
Yes.
Well, probably I'll be in the mall in for one day.
We'll bibili mo lang talaruan, joke.
Yes.
Ano?
In Uniqlo.
What the hell? Oh.
Pero halos parang may trabaho ako for 2 months, for the first, yeah, sabi na natin 3 months, nasa Excel lang ako buong araw.
Bakit ikaw lang? Mag-hire ka na ng ano, accountant, tsaka lawyer.
Tapos hindi, marami akong i-hire na accountants. Kasi yes, nasabihin ko, ito, kumita akong 5 million.
Oh, isa,
saan ko ito ilalagay? Oh. Tapos hindi na niya alam yung the whole 95
million. Nobody should
million
know that you have 100,000.
Yes. But
100
a lot of people would know that I
like
have...
1 million. Yeah, oh, yun. Kami yan. Yan.
So parang ano nga wise, pero how would you discipline yourself?
Ako yung fact na...
Ako mag-gym ako at magsuswimming ako every day, parang ganun. Para yung sense of discipline ko, malupit. Hindi yung kasi, di ba kung usually mga nanalo ng loto, buffet tayo kaagad! Buffet!
Pero kasi, I guess, I don't know, my approach is probably meritocracy kasi yung...
Hindi, pero ito,
ano ko eh,
anecdotal...
Wait, ano? Let me finish the, ano, yung meritocracy. Kasi for me, knowing na additional money lang siya, I know that may possibility na kung gano'n siya kadaling napunta sa akin, gano'n din siya kadaling ma-flush out. So, kailan ko talaga mag-remain level-headed. Mm. Hindi ako ma-excite. Yun, anyway.
Anecdotal.
Mm.
This is a story from Tado, my friend Tado.
RIP.
Eternal repose, kumpare ko. Sinabi niya sa akin, nung we both acted in a television pilot for ABS-CBN.
Tapos, okay.
Pareho kaming dressing room dun. Pareho kaming green room. So, nag-usap kami. Kwento niya sa akin, ang laki raw ng contractual na, ang tawag rin yung parang contractual, nag-sign siya ng contract sa Wawawi before.
Okay.
Na parang, advance.
Okay.
Talent advance. Medyo malaki. And yun yung pinakamalaking nakuha niya raw sa career niya. Tapos sabi ko, on yun nakuha mo yung cheque, anong ginawa mo? Sobrang saya niya raw. As in, the first thing he moved, tinawagan niya yung family niya na, oh, pabihisi mo na yung mga anak mo, sabi niya sa asawa niya. Mag-hotel tayo. Tapos buffet daw sila. Tapos, mall kaagad.
Okay.
PlayStation daw. Bili na ng PlayStation. Ganun. Tapos, talagang bili ng bagong damit. After the first hour lang na nakuha niya yun. Tapos sabi niya, baka ganun yun pare. Na ano nga ako, na super na-excite ako kasi first time ko nakaramdam na ganun. Yun yung kwento ni Tado sa akin.
Eh kasi especially if...
Which is sobrang naisip ko, ang ganda naman ng kwento na yun. Parang ang very human, di ba? Nag-buffet sila sa hotel, nag-check-in sila ng family niya. Tapos walda sa Toy Kingdom.
Pero I always go back to what I read from, ano, may binigay nag-book sa akin yung friend ko si Lian. Yung ano yun? Something of the millionaire mindset. Basta.
Strengths finder?
Basta may term na millionaire tsaka mind or mindset. Anyway, the point is, learned yung perception natin sa money. So for example, yung kay Tado, yung na-internalize niyang meaning or value ng money is, kumbaga, you need money to experience a hotel. Experience, ano ba, luxury.
Buffet.
Or you need money to buy clothes. You need money to blah, blah, blah. Ganon. So therefore, the first sight of money, yun yung i-convert mo yung money. Basically, ano siya? Lifestyle conversion siya. So, kunwari ikaw, yung which brings me back to, ikaw, gusto mo agad sinishare. So, kumbaga, may discomfort ka owning that much money.
Meron ako.
So, i-convert mo siya to what?
To or pwede rin, yun yung mga nakita kong ginagawa na mayayaman kong tita or relatives.
Oh, probably.
Ah, nalilibre sila.
Kumbaga, learn talaga, yung money, ano yan, at the end of the day, expression siya and language siya. So, parang kailangan mo talagang i-learn or ano ba, i-internalize what money means to you. Like, is money something that will make you famous? Is money something that will make you feel comfortable?
Or healthy?
Or is money something you don't have to enjoy on your own? Like, ano yung value mo sa money?
Doon may express. No?
I guess.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Okay, anyway. Next. So, medyo pareho na naman tayo. Okay, next. Ito. Ito medyo sensitive na.
But maybe that's a reason why we're together.
Yeah. Hindi, tama. At the end we're of economically and financially compatible, di ba?
Uh-huh.
And philosophically compatible.
Yeah.
So anyway, balato time.
Oh, nako, no.
Ito. Gets na gets na mga podpal na...
podpals, mag-share kayo ng yes, balato stories.
Especially ang mga OFW yeah. podpals natin. Balato time, di ba?
Okay.
Tuwing Pasko.
Yeah.
Tuwing may performance bonus, di ba? Okay, balato time. Who will you give some shares to?
Oh, ikaw muna.
How will you handle greedy relatives and friends?
Ikaw muna.
Ako, ito. Yung style ko dyan, balato time. Hindi pa rin nila alam na mayaman ako.
Oo, unti-unti.
Hindi ako yung magpupunta na sa susunod na reunion. Now, naka-Porsche. Wala, same. Or nag-angkas pa rin ako. Nag-angkas pa rin ako. Or Grab. Grab pa rin.
Okay.
Anonymously wealthy. Ganun.
Okay. So, hindi ka mag-share?
Hindi. Pero, ako na magsasabi na. Sagot ko na yan, pre.
Oh, unti-unti rin, no?
Unti-unti. Unti-unti rin. Tapos, susunod. Uy, may nakuha ako na performance bonus. Regalo ko sa mga inaanak ko.
Unti-unti.
Ano? Tapos cash lang. Hindi check.
Yeah.
Kasi kung check, ay pucha. May pinanggalingan.
Spread mo throughout the year.
Oh, exactly. Tapos hanggang palagi na ako na nalilibre, ganun. Tapos hindi yung magarbo rin na libre. Yung hindi to, we're not talking wildflower, we're talking chibo.
Huh? They're the same price point.
Okay, we're not talking...
You're funny. So
we're
funny.
Not talking heat Shangri-La. We're okay. Talking Chibo.
Hindi naman nagkakalayo yun. Anyway.
Sige, ano mahal na restaurant?
Wolfgang.
Okay, we're not talking Wolfgang.
Ang deep place ng mga...
Hindi naman Jollibee level, syempre. Gets mo? Chibo pa rin.
Okay.
Tapos or malaman nila basic, na may 100 million ako.
Basically, ano, imaginable na you can afford it.
Na nag-aangkas ako at nag-grab ako.
Parang share mo sa kanila, pero hindi suspicious na parang, teka, parang dahing pera ni Winsie.
Tama, ikakalat ko through the year. Pero, magde-decline ako ng mga inaanak. I will decline baptisms. Ikaw, will you decline baptisms? Tricky yan, ah. Kasi, well, when you croak, kablam.
Hindi. Sige, sagutin ko muna yung original question na magbabalato ba ako? Again, for me kasi, hindi ako naniniwala sa balato as a... Ang concept kasi ng balato, di ba, parang proximity or like personal relationship. Di ba? Affection siya. No? Parang, mahal kita or like kaibigan kita. Ayun, anyway, so yung concept kasi ng balato, 'di ba, ay ano siya, parang free money to people who are close to you, parang ganoon, or part of your life. But for me, again, depende where the money comes from. So kunwari, ano lang nga, in contrast with the 100 million lotto prize. Kunwari, sweldo ko sa trabaho. Yung listahan ko, yung basis ko ng listahan, ng sinisharean ko nung sweldo ko, ay dapat mga tao silang nakakontribute where I am. So therefore,
parents
ko.
Cousins.
Hindi, parents ko lang.
Parents
ko lang. Tsaka tito ko.
Wow.
Tapos yung extra, mapupunta siya sa'yo, mapupunta siya sa brothers and sisters. Alam mo, sa'yo, hindi siya dumediretso ng cash. Pero nililibre kita many times.
At binibilhan mo ako ng sapatos na hindi ako bumibili.
Oo, many times, di ba? So kung ito, kung lotto, so ibig sabihin hindi ko siya pinaghirapan. Diba?
Oh, sunerte ka.
Hindi ako nagtrabaho for it. So, hindi gratefulness or, hindi, kumbaga ano, yung ambag ng mga tao, wala sila ambag doon, diba? So, ang basis ko nun, emotions. Sino yung parang...
Sino mabait sa'yo? Sino hindi coop sa'yo?
Hindi, sino yung tingin ko na love ako at hindi mamasamain yung pag nag-share ako sa kanila ng amount of money na medyo malaki. Hindi yung aabusuhin ka na, kunwari binigyan kitang 10K this year or this month. Hindi nila isipin na, uy, marami siyang pera, utangan ko pa siya. Like, yung may sense of responsibility din sa money. But, napaisip kasi ako dyan. Like, the times that I got a little bit of money, meron akong emergency funds eh.
Wow, 100 million pesos emergency fund pa inisip mo?
Oh.
Pa talaga?
Oh.
That says something about you. Praning ka.
Yeah. Yun. And di ba nga sabi ko sa'yo, parang yung recent discovery ko about myself is that I always act or I take action based on the feeling that I have everything to lose.
Even the 100 million?
Yes. So talagang ano ko.
Grabe.
I don't know why.
Hindi pala tayo fan na interviewees ng ano na to, ng questions.
Hindi pang lasing eh, no?
Oo.
Sobrang parang ano, teacher.
Hindi rin tayo pwedeng pang reality TV, no? Kung reality TV to. Ang boring nila!
Ang boring nito mga to. Walang drama.
Pero ito,
walang
question.
Walang umiiyak.
What if, kung rin, kapatid mo or yung parents mo, gusto mo bilhan ng condo or ng bahay? Naku, hirap yun.
Well, it's just 100 million. Like,
with 100 million, ilang condo sa mabibili mo ron?
Hindi, may pang-amilyar ka pa, may appliances
sabihin
pa yun.
Sabihin natin na condo would... May, hindi,
may, may tax pa yun. Oh.
Sabihin natin 5M.
Sobrang cynical ko, no?
5M na condo.
Oh.
Ako ang gagawin ko, kung bibilhan ko yung relative ko nun, mabagal din. As in parang, oh, ito, can you be a caretaker muna of this property? Na quote-unquote, itatago ko sa investment ko with my friends to Airbnb ko. Pero nakatira na sila ron for 3 years.
Oh, tas yung, tas,
tapos ang kasasabihin ko, okay, nabawi na namin, sayo na.
Gets mo? Actually, nakapangalan na sa kanila kasi magbayad pa sila ng transfer tax.
Ay, oo, yun. No, pero, itatago ko sa guys na ina-invest namin, nakapangalan lang sa pangalan mo.
Unti-unti siya dapat.
Also, yung balato time, i-gauge ko gaano kalaki yung bunga nga nung relative or friend ko. Yung amount ng money, X amount of money equivalent to X amount na how much he can shut up.
Again, why are you gonna give it to extended relatives? Just keep it to
what
your...
What about friends who need it?
Eh di bagset, aside ka nga ng ano, emergency / pautang funds.
Eh, hindi nila alam na mayaman ka.
Kaya nga. So, kumbaga, ikaw pa din yung nag-manage. No? Parang, when the time comes na mangungutang to, hindi na ganun ka sa kayo. O sige,
or may secret kita. Gcash account ka, no? Na parang,
pautang.
Pautang Gcash. Or yung parang, di ba usually?
Charity.
Like a batchmate of mine, nakasama ko sa org before. Kailangan niya ng pera.
Okay.
A week ago. Nagbigay naman ako. Pero gusto ko sana nga, may parang anonymous Gcash ako. Enneagram ng Winsiong. Wick ni Gon. Ganun.
Ah, so, ni-reveal mo na. Hindi na siya secret.
Hindi, wala naman. Ganda wala mo. Namang Wick ni Gon account. Eh. Pero
anyway.
Okay, ayun. Next. Eto na. naayos mo na balato, banks, whatever. Ito, fun question na to. Me time or money for you na to.
Okay.
The first day of being stupid rich after you've accounted all of it.
Kumaga ano na?
Naayos mo na lahat ng banko. Oh, for you na. Na naayos mo na yung banko, insurance, whatever, parents mo.
Na-set aside mo na yung for your family, for you.
Ito hindi what, ang tanong, where.
Okay.
Where will you go first? Ikaw. What place will you go first? Where will you treat yourself to?
I'll go.
Okay, so ito. Ikaw. Either local tourism.
Okay.
Bumili ako on a whim.
Okay.
Ito, one, local lang, local to. Budget airline pa. Mm. Kasi 1 hour lang naman sa plane eh.
Mm.
I will go to a province that I haven't been to. Mm. Tapos, I will get a budget hotel also. Like, budget Airbnb. Like, Puerto Princesa.
Ha? Budget ba sa Palawan?
Sa bagay. Sige, ito. Pagudpod.
Okay.
Pagudpod.
Okay.
Or Batanes.
Okay.
Or Davao.
Okay.
Tapos, spa. Spa okay. Yung una ko.
Uh-huh.
Masahe ka agad yun.
Mm.
Or second option, Shopsville Plus.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what I'll buy in Shopsville Plus?
Mm.
Ano ba ba binibili sa Shopsville Plus?
Hindi ko alam.
Ha?
Ano?
Sculptures.
Mm.
So meron Dr. Octopus sculpture doon, tsaka Punisher sculpture.
He will buy his childhood.
Yes, and Thundercats. And Silver Hawks. Childhood.
Okay.
So I'll probably spend around mababa yung 10,000 doon sa Shopsville Plus.
Maliit lang.
100,000. 100,000.
What the hell? 100,000?
To buy my childhood
what?
Doc.
What?
Yes.
Okay.
Then?
Sige, no judgment. No judgment.
Then the piano store or the guitar store.
Okay.
I'll buy myself a 200,000 peso guitar.
Okay.
And effects.
Okay.
And electronica gadgets. Next stop. Hindi ito isang araw, syempre. This is a whole month.
Okay.
Then?
So much spending.
That's it. Ikaw. So basically, local tourism, toys and my childhood.
Okay.
And music instruments.
So personal projects na. Parang personal things.
Personal project ba yung toys?
Hindi, like personal things na.
Okay. Okay. And creative. Parang okay. Creative. And lastly, meron pa, ano? On the fourth week of that month, iPad. The new iPad with the new Apple Pencil and the latest Procreate for my comics. Yan.
Okay.
And lastly, papagawa ko ng shelves for my toys. Yan.
I guess, hirap naman ng ano. Meron akong 3 things that I want to do with the money. The
not
personal,
buy.
Not to do.
Okay.
And it's not even where to go eh. Like, in a way, I will go there to accomplish what
and
I want to do.
Go give me format.
Ano?
Where will you go?
Okay, where will I go? So with the money na personal, kumbaga enjoyment, gastos money na to.
Sa'yo lang, hindi pwedeng one-liber.
Gastos money na to. Sa akin lang, yung, anyway, the first thing that comes to my mind is...
Buffet.
Hindi. Like, napag-usapan na namin to nung ex-office mate / friend ko na vice mayor sa Biliran. Parang... In-encourage ko siyang mag-pilot test ng basic income sa isang barangay para may
what?
Data.
Yun yung gagawin mo?
Oh.
For yourself?
Like with the, with the budget. Gusto ko i-test if the theory is true. So, kumbaga, for a year, paano magkano yung kailangan ko ma-donate sa'yo to pilot test in one barangay yung basic income. Tapos gagawin namin key study.
So, you will go to your friend's house?
Yes.
Okay. Yun. That makes you happy. Okay.
Kasi,
yeah, okay.
The hell, why are you judging me?
Yeah, go.
Anyway, second, ay bibilin ko yung kabilang unit. Para okay. Mas malaki. Para meron, kasi gusto ko magkaroon ng parang studio / design. Basically, can design studio space where I can paint, I can design, I can do whatever
that
I want.
That means itong office space natin, mapupunta na sa akin?
Oo, sayo na.
Really?
Excited show. Yeah, yun.
Ano mangyayari dun sa yung malapit na unit?
Bibilin ko nga.
Painting studio.
Oh.
Coffee shop.
Hindi, yeah, like, and everything I need for creation. Like, andun yung sewing machine ko. Andun
creative
yung...
Creative pa rin. Creative
bakit
space.
Bakit ka frustrate?
Hindi, go. Okay.
Yun.
Kasi ang boring natin.
What kind of answer do you... I'm being sincere.
If this is the reality TV show...
Yeah, I want a space. Yun, okay, you want a space.
May kama ka doon?
Hindi, wala-wala.
Sofa bed?
Wala.
Bar? Floating bar?
Maybe like a coffee area and a couch. Ganun.
Vinyl with speakers?
Wag na, kasi... Okay, yung vinyl with speakers, would... I-relax niya ako. Siguro speakers for music, but not vinyl. I won't make the space so restful or homey. Kasi kailangan ko...
Kailangan matulog pa rin tayo sa bahay.
Kailangan comfortable siya for me to like sew clothes or like...
Paint.
Pero dapat hindi ako parang, oh, ayoko, matulog na lang ako. Hindi ganun. Yun. Basically, a studio.
Tapos malapit pa rito. So, hindi mo kailangan mag... Pwedeng nakapambahay ka lang.
Tapos as in, I guess, dapat may lagusan para rin makakapunta yung mga pusa. Diba? Yun. Ayun.
Any treats for the cats?
Ano na yun eh. Parang default na yun eh. I guess yun, papagawa na tayo ng parang...
Treehouse nila.
Tapos siguro yung where I will go in terms of travel, I think gusto kong libutin yung Pilipinas.
Mula Batanes hanggang...
Hindi, like yung key, ano lang.
Hulo.
Key. Siguro yung guide ko ay yung ano, yung pre-colonial pagan faiths.
Ah, Bacolod.
Like gusto kong,
colonial na pala
gusto kong ma-discover yung cultures na pre-colonial.
So, Ifugao, Kalinga. Yes.
Manobo. Tapos sa Bukidnon, yung mga Talaandi.
Oh, kung ganun kaya pala tayo nag-ano, no? Pinagtagpo tayo. Ayun, halos pareho lang tayo. No?
Halos pareho ba yung sagot namin? Padpals, you
be the
judge.
Pero where will you treat yourself to? Yun na yun. Pre-colonial travel.
Oh.
Okay.
And I guess the classic, you know, salon, hair, manipedi.
Na mas mataas kaysa
dun
sa...
Hindi.
Pareho rin same.
Sapat na to.
Kuripot na pala tayo, no? Anyway.
Okay. Yeah, why change it? It works.
Tama. Next question. What will be the first meal that you'll buy with this amount of money? Okay, I'll go first.
I'll go.
You know me, I'm not a fancy man.
Okay.
I'm not a fancy man na... Money yon. Tapos, ano na tayo? BGC na tayo or...
Wolfgang
or ano na, Wildflower na to?
Ano, resibo reveal. Ew, so taki.
Kadiri ba yung resibo reveal?
Why are you defining your personality by the amount of what you can afford?
Ito, after ito, nanlibre na ako ah. Ito yung first meal natin, tayong dalawa lang.
Oh.
With the money.
Oh, hirap na ito ba?
Tagaytay.
Saan?
Breakfast at Antonio's.
Okay, thank you.
Or Thai and Basil.
Or Marsha Adams.
Marsha Adams. So, road trip. Wala rin, ano, walang personal driver. Ako magdadrive. Tagaytay. Or if not, mas malayo ng konti. Batangas.
Mm.
Ganun rin. Yung mga restaurant, side restaurants nun. Or kung mainit, tapos maulan.
Mm.
Malas malapit. Antipolo.
Mm.
Pero none of those, ano, fancy hotel dinners. Mas gusto ko yung... Nature.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you. At yung kakainin, yan. Thai. Tatlo lang yan. Thai, Japanese, or Filipino.
Yeah.
Asian.
Yeah.
Pero none of those fancy five-star stuff.
Why?
I don't like fancy food. I like real.
But that is fancy food.
Yung mga yun?
Oh.
Pero hindi pa rin siya, woo, dollar yo.
What does that mean? Hindi siya, ano...
It's not Kardashian food.
What does that mean?
Na-afford pa rin ng may trabaho yun.
Hindi siya ostentatious.
Hindi.
Kumbaga, yung sarap niya, hindi, yung value niya, value for money pa din.
Yes. Uh-oh.
Hindi siya parang nag-flex ka lang na, I can afford this 40,000 peso ice cream.
Yung Chibo nga, ang, kung kumain ako sa Chibo,
hi,
Miss Margarita Flores. Wow,
close kayo? Magkakilala ba kayo?
In my head, yes. Parang milyonaryo na akong kumain ako sa Chibo.
Ang sarap kasi talaga.
Masarap talaga.
Ako, saan ba ako kakain? Alam mo.
Steaks?
Sa 1210. Kasi namimiss ko siya. Like, di ba huli natin, parang pre-pandemic anniversary natin, 1210.
That was my gift for you.
Tapos nag-close. Close. In 1210 because of the pandemic.
1210 Pod Pals is a secret.
Hindi siya secret.
I'm sorry. It's a restaurant in Makati.
Yeah. Ngayon, nasa Rockwell na sila.
Nasa Rockwell na sila. Na, ano ba, ilang course dinner? 3? 4?
Hindi, ano na eh. Tasting menu na.
Tasting menu.
So, parang siya. Mga 10 to 12?
Mm-mm, yun.
Yun. As in, and kasi na-miss ko si Gab at si Thea.
Hi, Gab and Thea.
So, at least, kung gagastos man ako, food na gusto ko, nagawa ng people friends I mo. Admire and respect.
And what would the Pod Pals expect within 12-10 kung yun yung pinili mo? Anong food?
Japanese fusion yun.
Tama, Japanese fusion. Tapos so, they have the Twix.
Oh yes.
Homemade Twix bar.
Yes, shortbread.
And oh. Pagkatapos yun, hindi ka super busog.
Di ko lang alam ngayon kasi 12 course ano siya. Oh, wow. But I think natikman natin yun nung birthday ng mga friends natin na tasting menu. But yun, I think I'll
tasting menu restaurant.
Tasting menu.
Aside from that, you could also opt for Toyo.
Pwede din. Ganun. I mean, extravagant siya, pero gusto ko parang...
Hindi
siya chain restaurant.
Gets.
Yun.
Or hindi siya chain hotel.
Kumbaga, kung magsuspend ako, ang kikita doon ay Filipino chefs or Filipino creators. Yun.
Oh, ito. Oh. Ito, buy talaga. Buy, bili.
Tapos, talagang pinupush yung ako mag-consumerist. Ano,
hindi naman.
Paradise.
Ito, ano? It has to be an item. It can't be a property. Okay. It can't be a trip.
Hindi siya investment.
Hindi siya investment. Okay. It's gotta be a personal item na. Ako, nasagot ko na.
Oh, ano?
A new iPad, di ba? And toys.
Okay.
What will be the first thing you'll buy?
Since this is money that I did not earn, di ba? Kasi tingin ko yung mga iPad, yung mga iMac, or MacBook, or whatever. Parang eventually, in my head ah, binubudget ko din naman yung ipon ko na eventually makaka-upgrade naman ako eh. So, kumbaga, that's out of the choices. Kasi maintenance, ano siya eh? Kabuhayan siya and creative stuff siya eh. So, for me, hindi yun luho. So, kung may bibili na akong luho or like extra, you know me.
Jewelry?
Tatlo watch. Lang yan. Tatlo lang yan.
Okay, let me guess kung kailan talaga.
Sige.
Shoes?
Yes, correct.
Watch?
Nope.
Skincare?
No, that's not
luho. That's not too expensive.
Hindi yun luho. Requirement yun.
Knives?
I think I have enough. I
have enough knives. Okay, shoes?
Okay.
Watch?
Hindi nga watch.
Clothes?
Hindi din.
Okay, I give up.
I'll probably buy... Either sneakers. A pair of sneakers.
Which one?
Cohen Projects. Ulit. Kasi medyo, ano na, worn out na yung first ko. Or,
ako bibili ako ng Crocs.
Sarap ng
bibili
Crocs.
Bibili na ako ng Crocs.
Or,
Yeezy?
No. Or, lens.
What lens? Canon?
Hindi, Fuji. Fuji girl ako.
Wide?
So, gusto ko kasi talaga ng wide.
Angle. Okay.
So, ng wide. Kasi may fish eye na ako. Pero, if I can, yung fish eye ko kasi, mura lang siya. Tapos, manual focus siya. If I can find a wide lens na autofocus,
uy, maganda.
Sasaya ako dun. Yun. Or, yuck, i-judge mo ako.
No, judge. Wala to, this is a judgment-free safe space episode.
Sasabihin mo, oh my God, she has changed. Gusto ko kasi talaga ng Bottega Veneta na bag.
That's no, okay yun. Uh-huh. You're entitled to fancy
gusto
stuff.
Gusto ko ng Bottega Veneta cassette na bag.
Okay.
Yan.
No judgments.
Tapos siguro meron pang isa. Sige, apat pala.
Apat, okay.
Maybe some coffee brewing thing.
What like, brand?
Bibili ako espresso machine.
Espresso machine.
Kasi I mean, mahal siya. Uh-oh. And if may extra money ako, parang it is something I will not buy with my ipon. If may additional lang, bibili ako.
Okay.
Ito. Anyway.
Kasambahay.
Oh.
Katulong.
Oh.
Personal assistants, EAs.
Okay.
Will you hire? Or bodyguards?
Hindi.
So the same?
Yeah.
Chauffeurs, drivers?
Nope.
Personal butlers?
Nope.
Pareho tayo.
Or probably magre-refresher na lang ako ng driving school.
With 100 million.
5K lang yun eh.
Ganun tayo na parang, ito 100 million, anong gagastusin nyo? 5K. We're the wrong person to give this amount of money.
Alam mo ba?
Wait talaga, wala kang EA? Personal assistant?
No, okay na yan.
Who will buy you coffee?
No.
You like walking?
No. I mean, able-bodied pa naman ako eh. Siguro, part of the money, invest ko kung ano yung parang pambabayad ko sa assistants eventually when I'm older.
Yeah.
Ito, side kwento na related dito. So,
pero, before that, sagutin mo muna why. Why not the need for EAs, assistants?
Because kapag nasanay ka doon, pagkagagastasan mo na siya, hindi mo na siya ma-unlearn.
Okay.
And finite ang 100 billion.
Million. Sabi mo billion.
Million. Finite siya eh. So, is this something sustainable? Hindi.
Mag-iipon ka, magtatabi ka for kung matanda ka it. Na. Oh, kung may living with assisted
yes.
living.
Yes.
Na. Yun kailangan mo na ng assisted.
Yes. But not now. Anyway, yung side kwento ay, yung quality ng mga sagot ko, it clicked to me. It's still the same kind of answer. Na nagpa, first runner-up lang sa akin sa Princess Asia at hindi ako yung nanalo.
Mm.
So, yung ano ko, top 5 ako eh.
So, Podpals, just for additional info, CJ used to frequent kid
pageant
beauty pageant.
Girl ako.
Pageant girl si CJ before when she was young.
Yeah.
And she joined a lot
of these
contests.
I think my mom wanted me to be a celebrity or like an artista. Pero, sorry mom, I'm not.
You became a podcaster instead.
Anyway, so yon. Alam mo yung final 5, tas may audio noise canceling. Hindi mo maririnig. Yung you have all the same questions. Hmm. Yan. Yung tanong ay, may 20 pesos ka na binigay yung mami mo. Tapos may pulubi. Ibibigay mo ba yung 20 pesos or hindi?
Hmm.
Yun.
Ano sagot mo?
Sabi ko, oo.
Oh, 20 pesos lang yun.
Bibigay ko siya kasi pwede pa naman ako ulit humingi ng 20 sa mami ko. Eh.
Natuwa yung ano?
I guess natalo ako.
Oo.
Kasi yung sagot...
Hindi dramatic yung...
Kasi sagot nung nanalo... Bibili daw siya ng biskwit na paghahatian nila nung pulubi.
Ah, maganda nga. Magandang sagot niya.
But, Han, kailangan ng pera. Bakit ako mag-a-assume na gusto nung pulubi ng biskwit?
Pero
mali mo kailangan niya. Kailangan niya ng 20 pesos. Cash yun. Bahala ka na mag-budget.
Pero, ibalik niyo sa akin yung 20 ko, mami, di ba? Ano?
Oo, as in, sasabihin ko.
Madufang ka na mata ka pala.
Ma, may pulubi.
Hindi ko yung 20,
binigay
pero
ko.
Bigay mo rin.
Oo. Yun, natalo ako.
Pero sorry, ako naman. The
kasi
reason,
yung sagot ko may foresight or like may peripheral analysis.
Anyway. The reason why I won't get an assistant, again, kung ano na, well, medyo lumalabo na nga rin mata ko.
Old age eh, no?
It's
bracing
because, hindi ngayon,
age.
Because ang sarap ng privacy naman. You know what I mean?
Oh, at saka yun, no?
And yeah. Ayoko yung nahahasil ako na parang nakakain na ba siya? Ayoko yung ganun. Or yung...
Hindi, tsaka I'm not yet comfortable with someone else knowing everything that I do.
Or yung hindi na tayo makakapag-usap ng juicy stuff while in the car.
No, kasi may assistant.
Diba?
Yan.
Tayo lang ha, di ba? May cleaning lady dito. Parang ano
na
ako.
Awkward na tayo.
Awkward na ako.
Or like,
na ako.
Behaving.
Behave though. Yung hindi na ako pwede mag-shorts, di ba?
Siyempre. Again, ano... Call back dun sa episode with Paman.
Oo.
Hindi ka na makakapag-hubad.
Yes. Next.
Oh.
Will you give some to charity or a church? What causes dear to you will you support financially?
Or ikaw?
Ano mo na church or charity?
Mm.
Naku, tricky rin ito.
Mm. Definitely not the church.
Naku, most definitely not.
The church,
church
is then. Much more, you know.
What?
Much richer than all of us.
And also, wala silang accounting system na maganda.
Wala nga silang
walang
tax.
Resibo.
So, oh, sorry.
Tax. Sorry, church.
Anyway.
And wait, what if pre-colonial church?
Like walang a, church like, yun.
Shrines.
Indigenous group yun.
Indigenous shrines, temples.
I don't think they need cash.
Okay.
I think they need protection.
Pero
from
Roman Catholic Church, pareho tayo, definitely not a church but a charity. But... Naku, ayoko rin. Ang tricky rin ng charity kasi corruption.
Mm.
No?
Mm-mm.
Yung sasabihin nila, binigay namin to sa mga nasalanta ng bagyo pero binulsa, no?
Mm.
A registered charity na resibo, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
And wala rin yung pangalan ko rin, yung donated by, ano?
Mm.
This is the Wincy Ong Hall. Ayoko nang ganun.
Mm.
Or the Wincy Ong Room. No.
Oh.
Anonymous donor.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
So, anong charity?
Yon. What causes are dear to my heart? Magpapatayo ako. Papatayo ako ng library.
Okay.
Hindi yung library na luma. As in yung futuristic library ngayon na ginagawa sa Japan. Na it's a community center for creativity. May 3D printer doon. May lessons doon.
Daming pera. Akala ka ba 100
million? Ito sa probinsya to. Itatayo ko sa probinsya, hindi sa Manila.
Okay. Okay.
Tapos, I won't definitely give it to fund an indie film. You're burning money. Wala naman manonood nun. Hindi wala ka rin control sa outcome. So, definitely not the arts. I would give it to ecological NGOs. Environmental, ecological. So, Masungi Geo Reserve. And animals.
Yep. Same.
Napansin mo yung mga causes ko, konti lang, hindi pang tao. Pang ano, pang hayop, pang puno.
Yung mga walang laban yun.
Yung walang pera. Yung mga
walang, walang laban.
Oo.
Although ako...
And education. And also, siguro baka...
Dami mo namang...
Bruce Wayne, no?
Isa lang.
Si Bruce Wayne siya. And comics.
Okay.
I would give some to fund comic books. Okay. Literacy comic books. Hindi film talaga. Definitely not film. Mas maraming pera yung film.
Okay.
I would... Magpa-patron of the arts ba ako? Nope. Not at all. Patron of gardeners, siguro.
Okay.
And local farmers.
Okay.
Ikaw naman.
I mean, I kind of share almost the same list. But for me kasi, hindi na ako masyado naniniwala sa social welfare at saka sa charity.
And especially by the church, no?
Hindi kasi, yun nga, madaling makorrupt kapag in-kind. Diba?
Tama, tama. Walang accounting.
Oh, walang accounting eh. So, with that, ibabalik ko nga dun sa whoever is the LGU that's willing to pilot test basic income, I will
from give. The 100 million, how much would you give?
Eh, depende ngayon sa ano, sa, kunwari, how much do you need me to contribute para ma-pilot test to in a year? Ganon. And of course, hindi lang ako magfa-fund nun. Alam mo yun, as in, syempre pag meron nag-fund nun, gagaya din yung ibang mga billionaire, millionaire, di ba? It will be the new hottest experiment. Anyway, ganon. So, I guess, gusto ko talaga i-pilot test yung basic income. And then next, I will donate food and money na pampasweldo ng mga vets at
veterinarians.
Caretaker sa POS tsaka sa Carafield.
Nice. Yun. Nice.
And same with you. Hindi lang sa Masungi Geo Reserve, but I will donate
Pasig
sa budget
River?
Ng forest rangers.
Ay,
kasi
oo,
grabe yung
tama.
Grabe endangered yung life nila. I mean, sobrang admiration ko sa forest rangers.
Tama, ako rin.
Tsaka sa yung mga coral reef
ayan,
coast
mangroves.
Guard. Basta yung mga tao na
eco-warriors,
nire-risk
no?
ang kanilang mga buhay just to protect
tama.
Nature. Yun.
Agree. Pero napansin ko,
what a boring
also,
episode.
Hindi rin tayo, hindi naman. Hindi rin tayo community-driven, ano? Hindi tayong, let's donate to the barangay. Or
hindi nga, basic income naman, donate to the barangay yun eh.
Pero more ano nga tayo?
Pero for to test. Kasi parang gamitin natin
tama.
Itong paper na to para makagawa tayo ng legislation, di ba?
Oh, ito. Oh. Gandang tanong to.
Ano?
The money is not a lot, pero will you still live in Manila or move to the province? Or migrate to a first world country?
No, Ateneo yung tag-Ateneo na Siargao is
let's
my
go
home.
To LU, guys. We're leaving props, Manila.
Ano, reference to
Victor
Anastasio's joke.
I'm Atenean. I'll go to LU.
An Atenean who will now hashtag Siargao is my home.
Oh, how Atenean, ano? I don't like Manila anymore. Mommy, can I have money?
Pero
I'll
nung,
be a barista in LU.
Pero nung, ano daw, nung binagyo yung Siargao, I'm safe now in Valle Verde.
Yes, Vivi.
Sorry. Anyway, I kind of still like Makati.
Ah, you won't leave.
I'm a city girl. I'm okay. A city girl.
I'm a city girl in a city world.
I'm a city girl. But, alam mo kasi, conflicted ako bumili ng property sa ibang bansa. Because sila yung yayaman sa akin eh.
Tama.
Diba? Para ako nag-donate ng pera sa economy ng ibang bansa.
Correct. Na ginagawa ng mga politicians. Kaya
Chalong yung artista.
Artista, yeah. Hello.
Oh, huwag na tayo mag-ano pangalan.
Kaya yung kinikin yung mga pinapadala dito ng mga OFW, bumabalik lang dun sa ano.
Diba? So, siguro, ano, dito pa din, maybe larger space. And
detached or condo pa rin?
Condo pa din.
You're a condo girl in a condo world. Okay.
Because it's simpler.
Yeah, and it's more economically viable kasi yes. Shared resources, yeah. Mas malapit ka sa malls, mas malapit, maglalakad ka lang.
Yes. Tapos,
Not the suburbs talaga for
hindi
you?
Hindi talaga. But if I can still afford it, it wouldn't hurt to have like a small farm.
Near lang.
Nearby, let's say, ano ba? Tagaytay, Batangas, Cavite. Yan. And pangarap din naman ng parents ko magkaroon ng farm.
So, bibilhan mo yung parents mo ng farm?
Oh. Doon sila. Or whatever. Na, imagine mo, like, farm na you can grow your own veggies. Pwede ka may sariling chickens doon. Ano pa ba? Tapos, pwede ka doon mag-paint. Stuff like, idyllic shit. Yun.
Ako.
Ikaw.
Yun yung weird.
No.
Doon, dito tayo nagkaano. Nagkaiba ano? Talaga.
Eh, atinista ka eh.
Wow! I would move to the province.
Hashtag
atinista. Probably Iloilo or Dumaguete.
Okay.
Buy a property there. Kung hindi condo, hindi condo pa rin.
Mm.
Or somewhere near Baguio.
Oh, ang ganda sa Baguio.
Oh, earthquake lang ang problema mo ron.
Hindi buong Pilipinas naman earthquake.
Sabagay.
Problema
kahit nasa Makati ka, earthquake. Oh. Tapos, I would be open to the option of living abroad.
Mm.
Tapos, bibisita na lang ako sa Pilipinas. I'm sorry, I'm not as nationalistic as you.
No, but the economy, I don't wanna spend.
Hindi na ako mag-isip na parang the local economy. I'm more like, I'm a global citizen. I'm an Athenian. Anyway.
Atenista.
Atenista, yeah. I know. Mawawala sa akin. So I'll probably live in Canada.
Okay.
If I'd migrate in Canada, kung hindi Canada, probably Japan, but not Tokyo.
Oh, pwede. Chill.
Japan, oh, chill. Okinawa probably or New Zealand pwede rin. Mga ganun. Yung malapit, hindi ganun kalayo. Or if not Guam. Basta yung chill place.
Mabobore ka dun eventually.
I like boring places.
Okay.
Okay. Will you do some modifications to your body? Augmentations, if you will.
Oo.
Ah, sige, ako muna.
Flat out ako, oo.
Ako, number one, I will eat better.
Mm.
I will hire a nutritionist.
Because it's expensive to be healthy and thin.
Yes.
Mm.
Yan. Tamang, makukuha na ako ng nutritionist tapos. Ano talaga? Diagnostics na malupit. Magpapacheck ako ng heart, lahat. Siyempre, kailangan ko humaba yung buhay ko para ma-enjoy ko yung pera ko.
Okay.
And laser surgery.
Huh?
Laser surgery sa mata.
For mata. Or basic.
Kung yung technology ma-advance na. 3D print new eyes. If it's gonna cost me up to 5M
basta
for a new pair
eyes.
Of eyes. Yes.
Okay. Go.
And isa pa, my hair.
Mm. Papakrop rotation ka dyan. Ano?
Kaya bang patubuin ulit yung buhok ko?
Okay.
A cure for my baldness.
You're not yet bald.
My bald spot, rather.
Okay.
Paano gagamutin yung bald spot ko in such a way? Or if not, kung pangit tingnan, yung ano sinasabi mo, yung pinaplug yung ano?
Yun nga, hair plugs.
Hair plugs. Oh. Kung hindi maganda tingnan, okay lang. Di kalbo, okay. Kung kalbo.
Okay.
Okay, you?
Well,
Ulthera.
Oh, scared kasi ako sa invasive stuff. Like yung mga injection. So, I guess hanggang ano lang ako, maintenance ng face. Like Ulthera or ano pa ba. Basically, basta non-invasive. And if there's a way to, you know, spot, ano ba, ayusin ng konti yung mga areas na hindi ko gusto about my body, like, generally, some of my baby fats. Yun. Pero, kung hindi siya parang super requirement, yun.
By the way lang.
By the way lang.
Uy, parang may natira ako na konti rito.
Oh, di, sige.
Doc.
Oh, parang, alam mo yun, I feel a little better about myself. Pero, I'm not saying pangit yung mataba, ah. I'm not saying that. It's a matter of me being comfortable about myself. Iyon. Pero yung ano talaga, ulcera, kasi we have to fight gravity. Yun lang. Hindi, ayoko kasi magmukhang super stressed. Kasi stressful naman yung ginagawa natin eh. So, dapat fresh pa din.
Okay.
Ayun.
Last two questions.
Okay.
Ito na yung malupit. Will you keep your day job with 100 million pesos? Or will you just be a jet setter with investments? Kasi ito, sorry, 100 million. Sabihin natin, with the average lifestyle of an average person living in Manila. Meaning yung hindi ganun kaluho.
Huh.
Let's say 1 million a year, kaya medyo okay ka na ron. 1 million a year?
Hindi nga, ang liit ng 1 million a year ha. Sa expenses?
Oo.
Maliit yun.
Maliit. Ako sorry. Ako buhay ako dun. Buhay ako with 1 million a year. Tapos, I'm 41 now. Average life expectancy of 70.
Eh, may inflation ka pa.
Di kaya nga.
Oh.
With 100 million pesos.
Mga 20 to 30 years lang yun.
100 million.
Hindi pa 10 years lang yun.
Hindi.
With everything that you said, nagagastasan mo, parang 5 years lang yan.
Hindi. 100 million? No.
Anyway.
Ito, sa kakuripotan ko, kaya kong extend yung 100 million ko until my death.
Bakit mo siya i-extend when you can grow?
Kaya nga. Pakasama na yun dun.
Okay.
I would quit my day job. I will be a jet setter with investments. And I won't feel guilty anymore na wala kang contribution sa society. Kasi feeling ko, ito yung philosophy ko, lots of day jobs are just busy work.
Mm.
Yung hindi talaga siya, yung pakembot lang para matuwa yung client. Yung now na meron akong privilege, meron akong 100 million na nahulog lang sa langit.
Okay.
Might as well be a superhero, quote-unquote. Gets mo? Na hindi na ako beholden by the busyness, the fake busyness, the fake productivity of a day job na parang, oh, the client is coming, look busy, look productive.
Ito,
gagawin ko talaga na
KPI.
Oh, tsaka yung gagawin ko, yung mga trip ko talagang gawin para makatulong sa tao, gets mo ba?
Okay.
Or sa mundo, na parang, instead of me spending 12 hours editing a video for...
Daming galit ah.
Hindi naman.
Oh, ano?
Hindi, for a client that hindi ko naman trip.
Okay.
I would use my money to make a farm, to build, ano, to rewild a forest, di ba? To teach comic book literacy sa mga probinsya. Kasi feeling ko, kung ganun kayaman ka na, may responsibility ka rin na don't be a day jobber. The loftier needs of society, you have to address. Kasi ito example, anak ni Ayala at Zobel.
Iba, mafrustrate na yan eh.
Fake billionaire. Semi, di ba?
100M nga lang.
Kaya nga.
Oh.
Yun pa rin gagawin ko. I would like the remaining years of my life to count versus yung iika-ika na ako tapos gagawin ko to.
Okay.
Gets mo?
Yes.
Well, I still have my youth. Ayoko siyang ispend on useless busy work in a day job.
Okay.
Now, I respect whatever ikaw
do. I think I'll still continue to work. Or...
Okay. Silent partner.
Kasi for me, I don't want to pause my brain development. Like, or...
Are you saying kung masunggi Geo Reserve agent ako, hindi na ako ganun katalino?
Hindi. I find fulfillment in working, let's say, in advertising or brand development. Passionate ako sa kanya eh. Diba? So, if I have extra money and I, kumbaga, hindi ko kailangan to earn a living. Diba? I mean, hindi ko kailangan magtrabaho. I would still continue. Siguro, ililesen ko yung pagka-busy.
Oh, thrice a week, twice a week.
Ganun, or consultant. Yeah, ganyan. Pero, gusto ko pa din mag-work Or if not working in advertising or marketing, not teach. I will study again. Pero iba na. Like, tatry ko talagang mag-sorry. Study talaga waste management.
Tama.
Or like urban planning. I'll learn something new. Diba?
Kumbaga hindi na yung, hindi ka na concerned sa present kasi accounted for ka na. Yung yes. Future na, no?
Yes, yes. I guess, as a millennial, tanggap ko na hindi natin ma-change yung world in our lifetime.
Tama, tama.
But, what we can do is plant ideas, make certain ideas popular for the next few generations to talk about, to study. I mean, hello, hanggang ngayon, pinag-aaralan natin ang Marxism. Mm-hmm. Diba? Ang communism, ang capitalism. So, parang we need new ideas.
Tama.
So, I kind of wanna be part of that.
Tama. So, maganda to, related to the next question.
Last na ba to?
Last two. Boy. Last two.
Oh.
Will you pursue further studies?
Ayun na nga.
Ako rin. Ako naman, yes.
Oh.
Given na I own my time, ako 100
yes,
million, diba?
Yes.
So, ako, I will study two fields.
Okay.
Na super unrelated to my old jobs. As in, yung old doctrines ko, old lessons that I learned from school, I throw it away. The garbage can.
Grabe ka naman, hindi mo naman yun madedelete.
No, you know what I mean. Kumbaga, all new, all different, Wincy.
Okay.
I'm not gonna study comics, I'm not gonna study film,
ano
advertising, writing, literature. I'm gonna study forestry.
Okay.
Hindi dito abroad.
Bakit hindi dito?
Eh, pagka-abroad nga ako.
Eh, iba yung forest sa ibang bansa.
Okay, kahit na. Next.
Anyway.
Urban planning and pareho tayo. Waste management. Waste management and material science for recycling.
Gaya.
I will find a substitute for plastics.
Yun.
Seaweeds daw. I will study seaweeds.
Basta waste management.
Waste management. Probably.
Especially for developing world countries, diba?
Na ang Japan, ang galing na dyan, ano?
Nagsisend sila ng basura sa atin. Okay.
Oh, no. So, yun. So, pareho kami magiging basurero ni CJ. Mga basurero kami, pod pals. Pero yun, napansin ko rin nga, yung pag-aaralan mo, hindi related dun sa pinag-aralan natin nung college.
Fine
arts?
I believe.
And waste management?
I believe yun natututunan natin sa school at sa college. Ay, hindi yung topics. But yung attitude, yung learning style, yung...
Or, what if,
thinking.
Yung natutunan natin before sa fine arts, emerge mo with a new discipline.
Yeah.
May lalabas na bagong discipline na,
yes.
Uy, yung structures pala ng art or yung shapes na gamit mo na valuable information in waste management.
Exactly.
Diba?
May or design na, dyan.
Or yung material science, di ba, tinuturo sa fine arts yan.
Yun. Or isa pa, you've seen me like browse stuff, pero... Eventually, parang hindi pa ready. Like, pwede ding, history. Like, gusto ko kasing magkaroon ng documentation at literature on pre-colonial cultures sa Pilipinas. Kasi nga, sinira siya.
Eh, but hindi ka, would you also fund a scholar ng, let's say, an Ifugao scholar na gumagawa ng libro?
Oh! Preservation ng pre-colonial culture. Yes.
So it's one of your passions.
Yes.
Preserving pre-colonial culture.
Not preserving. Sustaining. Sustaining, evolving. Basta making it not just survive but live on.
Pre-colonial cultures abroad or
here.
Local? Here.
Siguro mag-aaral ako abroad for like methods. Research methods or get funding. Ganun.
And lastly.
Akala ko ba last na yon?
Second to the last yon.
Oh.
Will you finally have children?
It's a no for me. With all of our answers, the
wala
moment...
Wala yung 100 million. Ubus na yung
100
yun. Million.
Pucha, pang tuition pa lang, man.
Tama, tama.
Diba? Baka no.
Tsaka sa age natin, magsusurrogate na tayo, may mga gamot-gamot na tayo, procedures
and imagine,
na.
Imagine, ito yung...
Ubus yung 100 million.
The parents,
million.
Please, please do not judge what I'm gonna say. Or I am not imposing this on anyone. This is just my personal... evaluation. Imagine niyo yung mga pinagsasagot namin sa episode na to versus just having a child. I think mas maraming mangyayaring maganda kung ikakalat yung pera versus iko-concentrate siya sa child rearing.
Ang yayaman lang yung mga daycare centers, diaper companies. Siguro. At saka at least, it's good to know also may mga tao na yung free time natin mapupunta sa, yun nga, helping the environment. Yung mga walang laban nga.
Kasi para...
Yung mga Miss Universe
sheets. This is lofty.
Sheets.
Lagi natin naririnig na parang, paano yung jeans mo? Diba, paano yung apelido mo? Paano yung legacy mo? Eklat. But, you know, I can make a person like having a child. Or I can have ideas. Diba? Pwede namang ang iwan ko sa mundo ay ideas eh.
Maraming scientists na walang anak.
I mean, diba? Like ideas that other people can build on, can learn.
Oh, tsaka I mean, more I like, know. Sige, ito, mataas na to. Parang, we'll rebuild the world.
Wow.
Wow, ang taas nga. We'll try. We'll try to make the world a better place for
or
children.
Contribute a little
to make the world a better place for children.
Diba? For your children.
And isa pa, baka hindi ito.
O, hindi, ikaw, ano nga? Ano sagot mo?
I don't think I would enjoy the 100 million pesos kung may anak ako.
Layo na.
Especially sa hirap ng buhay.
Tuition, diaper.
Traffic.
Diaper na magiging gas. Trash. Plastic ang diaper. Wow. So much gastos.
Okay, that's it. Those are the questions. Hope you enjoy this episode, Pod Pals. Okay. Kayo, anong key takeaway nyo dito?
Ayun, yung based dun sa questions ni Wincy, share your answers. Ayun. Pam.
Pod Pal Answering Machine.
So, ito ay galing sa episode 108. Yung Phil Amps versus...
Anong title ulit?
Phil Amps versus Philippines.
Yeah, okay.
This is from our Discord chat. Na-amaze ako sa shinare ng podball natin na to. Sabi niya, natuwa ako sa nabanggit na sachet culture natin. Mini trigger sa akin to. Oo nga naman, bakit ba bad impression or cheap sa kanila ang sachet culture natin? This was once discussed din sa MBA class namin na kahit ata hanggang alpha or beta generation, eh hindi mawawala ang sachet sa Pinas because of its convenience and nakagawian na. Well, in fact, kaya naman nila, parenthesis, snowy countries, need na bumili ng bulk, malalaking products kasi sa geography nila. May snow sa kanila eh. Para di hassle kung gusto nilang magtimpla ng Bear Brand or Milo sa gabi, eh susugod pa sila sa snow. O nga naman, diba? Correct. Sa atin, tabi-tabi ang tindahan, madami ang convenience store, pero siguro sa exclusive subdivisions. Baka sa labas pa nila may 7-Eleven or Mercury Drug. Masaya kaya ang sachet culture. Lunes nakatang, dalandan ka, Martes pwedeng 8 o'clock, Orange din, Miraculous, Nesty, Red Tea, etc. Bahala sila. Basta masaya ang may sachet, only choices. Baka maban ako. No hurtful words, profanity naman. Ayun. I think na-trigger talaga yung podpal. Pero, ayun nga. Like what I replied to the thread, hindi kasi nakikita ng mga foreigners yung ano eh. Yung economic motivations as to why we have sachets.
Mm.
And even geographic, cultural, climate. Diba? So, bago mag-tiktak ng mga kritik-kritik dyan, yung mga puti dyan sa Siargao, Can you not? Can you be a little smarter? And hindi po akong ki-English kayo, smart na kayo. Anyway.
Ito naman yung sa akin, hindi galing sa Discord or Facebook. Personal message sa Instagram ko.
Wow.
Which is a first.
Okay.
So, hindi ko na mabanggitin yung pangalan niya.
Okay.
Very relatable yung episode. My sister married an American guy and their kids do not speak Filipino.
Oh, no.
Their kids have a band. At medyo worried yung sister ko whether they get invited sa activities ng Filipino community sa Las Vegas where they live.
Mm.
Yun yung dilemma niya. Kasi may mga side comments about Phil-Americans that don't speak our language.
Mm.
Tapos sa school naman, they're called Wayans. W-A-Y-S-I-A-N-S.
Mm. Parang white Asians, I Asians, guess.
Yung
ba yun? White Asians.
Oo.
Okay.
Parang wala na silang mapuntahan na community where they will not be judged. Sad lang.
Kawawa din.
Oo, kawawa rin. Mahirap rin.
Yung constant sinasabi ng Philams ngayon sa TikTok, now that na-trigger sila, is parang they're not white enough, but they're not Filipino enough.
So not brown or white enough.
San ba sila lulugar? Anyway.
Then, big fan. Kami ng girlfriend ko, we discuss like we're in the podcast too. Ha 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 ha. Makakatuwa naman yun. Salamat. And I totally agree dun sa point mo na hinahanap nila yung pagiging Pilipino nila in different situations. Kaya lang, we can't always expect yung magandang reaction by others, di ba? Tama. To think na napakarami ng Pinoy sa Vegas, but then well. Anyway, more power, sir. Kayo ang kasama ko while I do my graveyard shift. Thank you so much, Podpal.
Yay, thank you. Ayun, thanks for sharing your thoughts, Podpals. Just keep them coming.
See you next episode.
See you, bye.
So that's it. Hope you enjoyed our podcast.
If you like our podcast, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or basically anywhere you get your podcasts.
And join our private Facebook group and extend the conversation. Just search Telebaba Tips.
Same Telebaba time?
Same Telebaba channel. Bye! This podcast is powered by Podcast Network Asia. For more info on the shows and the network, visit podcastnetwork.asia.
And PodMachine, the simplest way to grow and edit your podcast. Sign up now to podmachine.com and try it for free. To get one free episode credit upon subscribing, use our code TELEBABAD.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.